This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. According to a person with knowledge of the discussions, U.S. President Joe Biden and administration officials have encouraged Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and other top Israeli officials to wind down the bombardment of Gaza as the Israeli and Palestinian death toll mounts and pressure grows on President Biden to move more forcefully to stop the fighting. Top Biden administration officials underscored to the Israelis Monday and Tuesday that time is not on their side in terms of international objections to more than a week of Israeli airstrikes and Hamas rockets, and that it's in their interest to wind down the operation soon, according to the official, who was not authorized to comment publicly on the private talks. China's U.N. ambassador says France is seeking a U.N. Security Council resolution calling for a ceasefire between Israel and Palestinian militants who control Gaza. Shang Jun, the current council president, confirmed that France's U.N. ambassador informed the council during the third round of closed consultations Tuesday on the conflict that a resolution was being prepared. The United States has blocked the UN's most powerful body, which is charged with maintaining international peace and security, from issuing a press statement calling for a halt to the violence, insisting that it would not help diplomatic efforts to end the conflict. President Joe Biden's efforts to spotlight his infrastructure plan are being overshadowed by the escalating violence between Israelis and Israel and Palestinians. The conflict sparked protests during the president's visit to a Ford electric vehicle center in Michigan Tuesday as the White House faced growing pressure to intervene. Biden is working to gain Republican support for his $2.3 trillion package. This is VOA News.